Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
What is good, everybody? Welcome to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff, brought to you by DraftKings. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. It is Memorial Day, Monday, May 30th, 2022. We're going to kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL, but before we do, we remind you that DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That is code SBNNFL only at DraftKings. We begin in Cleveland, but for a change, we aren't talking quarterbacks. We are talking tight ends, specifically David Njoku, who agreed to a four-year, $56.75 million contract. The deal includes $28 million in guaranteed money and makes him the fifth highest paid tight end in the NFL. Four other players at his position make at least $14 million a year. They are George Kittle of the Niners, Travis Kelce of the Chiefs, Dallas Goedert of the Eagles, and Mark Andrews of the Baltimore Ravens. Njoku was going to play under the franchise tag this year. Now that he has a new deal, that leaves just four other players that are on the tag: Chiefs offensive tackle Orlando Brown, Bengals safety Jesse Bates, Dolphins tight end Mike Gesicki, and Cowboys tight end Dalton Schultz. Some quick hitters for you now. Speaking of tight ends, the Raiders' Darren Waller is the 15th highest paid tight end in the league and has 2 years and no guaranteed money left in his deal. But despite that, he's continued to participate in the Raiders' voluntary offseason program. Quote, "My agent is working on that," Waller said on the Ross Tucker podcast. "I understand it, but I know if I focus on it too much, it could take away from my job and learning a new system and just continuing to try and elevate and take care of my body in the right way. I try to focus on those things and let my agent handle that. When decisions need to be made, decisions need to be made." Speaking of decisions, former Steelers, Raiders, and Buccaneers wide receiver Antonio Brown has made a decision. He says he is not playing this year. Interviewed during a fan-controlled football game, Brown said, quote, "Obviously, we live the game, but you can't play forever. I think I'm a great player that's done everything in the game." When asked if he would suit up this year, Brown said, "Nah, don't play yourself looking at me to play." And finally, the NFL has tweaked the rules for head coaching candidates. First, teams cannot interview a head coaching candidate who is employed by another team until the third day after the conclusion of that team's Week 18 game. This specifically applies to assistant coaches working for teams that are not playing in the wildcard round. For teams that do play in the wildcard round, assistant coaches cannot be interviewed until the following Tuesday or Wednesday. The second change the league made: no in-person interviews are allowed with candidates who are employed by other teams until after all the wildcard games have ended. Before the end of the wildcard round, in-person interviews can occur only with candidates employed by the team hiring a head coach or candidates not currently employed by the National Football League. That is the latest news in the world of the NFL on Monday, May 30th, 2022. Follow the SB Nation NFL show so you don't miss an episode. If you like what you hear, please leave us a 5-star rating and a review as well. Enjoy your Monday. Enjoy your Memorial Day, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk tomorrow.